Holding schools accountable for student achievement in part required districts to allow for school choice to foster competition. However, allowing parents to select private schools, charter schools, and/or diverse curriculums seemed antithetical to ideals of common school movement, where all children receive an education common with the goal of acculturation and producing citizens that share common political and moral values. Number one, charter schools allowed more freedom and flexibility in curriculum and school policy. Two, choice plans were appealing to both liberals and the religious right. Liberals supported choice plans as they were concerned about the education of students coming from lower-income neighborhoods and homes. The religious right also supported choice plans, which allowed parents to use government funds to enroll their children into religious schools.